Okay, we're going to move on to the next agenda item. It is the discussion and approval of authorization to seek competitive seal bids for various small district projects on an as-need basis. Fellow directors, any discussion or comment on that?
Joe, if I could make a quick comment on that for everybody. Andrew and I have been working on bid proposal package, and we have it pretty close to ready to go. And what will happen is tonight we're asking for y'all to authorize us to go out for bids. When the packet is ready and we're ready to actually go out for bids, we will put it on the district website, so it'll be everybody can see what the parameters are, but we'll also go through the process that we go through on any major construction project, and that would be, you know, advertising in the newspaper and whatever Hal normally does to get the word out to as many companies as we can to bid on this. We have we are taking the step to break up the bid into different job classifications and categories in an effort to get more companies interested. In other words, we may have several different companies doing different things based on their qualifications and on their bid prices. So we're trying to formulate a document that will get us the best lowest price bids and make it extremely competitive. So I would guess Andrew and I been talking about it back and forth today, and we're pretty much down to the last draft. And again, it will be public information for everybody as soon as we got the bid packet ready to go out.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. Directors, any discussion or questions?
This for bids for, I read it somewhere in there, it's for bids for a certain amount under, I think, what was that, under 75,000?
I think correct. These will be for all services, regardless of dollar amount.
This will be it's an as-needed contract. In other words, we may not, the district can choose not to ever spend any money under this contract, and we make that very clear in the bid documents. It's on an as-needed basis, that we feel that it's either going to confirm that the prices the district has been given are fair, or if we can find better prices with a qualified contractor, then we will do that. We'll move the business to the best bang for the buck for the district.
Okay. Who determines if it's, you say as needed and when it's needed?
I'm sorry, I did not hear that.
If you say it's on an as, if you say it's on an as needed basis, who determines that's needed or not needed?
We are going to build a system of internal controls on that. Right now what would happen is that Ken Keller would determine if something breaks or if there's a need that we cannot handle in-house. He would bring a work order to Andrew, who would look over it, compare it to the budget, ask for proper documentation from the bidding or from the company to do the work. And then if Andrew determines that it is necessary and fits within the budget, then Andrew could go ahead and approve it. There will be a budget that y'all will set for the work, or for how much a maximum that could be spent for the year. We can build it in where y'all can, the issue that we have with bringing everything to the board, it's my understanding, is that many of these are line breaks and such that have to be repaired immediately. And frankly, there's just it's very difficult to call a meeting and get everybody together and go over, you know, and take bids. So that's the purpose of the as needed basis, Kelly.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Kelly. Tyson, Keith, Ken, anything?
This is Ken. Everything looks good on that.
Thank you, Ken.
I'm good. This is Keith.
You good?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Tyson, you good?
We're good.
All right. Andrew, you want to see if there's a question or a comment?
All right. We do not have any hands raised, but I've gone ahead and unmuted the lines. If anyone has a question, please raise your hand. All right. We've got Philip Haskett raising his hand. Mr. Haskett, you have 2 minutes to bring up any questions or discussion you may have on the specific agenda item. You have the floor.
Yeah, so just to be clear, Ken Keller is still going to get to decide whether or not he needs to issue a purchase order to whoever has been selected under this request for proposal. How is that different from what you're already doing?
Ken will make the request in a purchase order format. Andrew will make the decision.
And what's the threshold that has to be submitted under this process, as opposed to the way it's been being done now, which is just Mr. Saldana doing whatever Ken directs him to go do?
Okay, I'm not quite sure if I understood your question. Rephrase it again.
Is there a minimum or a maximum? What's the minimum threshold of a project that's going to be a contract or a work order be let, as opposed to how it's being done now, which doesn't seem to have any minimums or maximums?
Any repair work that is being done in the district will have to have the work order approved by Andrew, period. So we will take that for all work being done out there unless we're doing it in-house.
I got it. So the approximately $100,000 that I see in the last month's check registers and the previous month, all of that work will proceed under this new process. Is that correct?
Any contracted work.
All right. Well, that was a pretty straightforward answer there, Mr. Munchaga. So I appreciate that. I'm done.
Thank you.
All right. Any additional questions?
Yep. Right here.
All right, David, you've got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Andrew, one comment. If everybody could please state their name prior to speaking or making a comment, it'd be easier for everybody to understand who's doing the talking. I assume I heard Attorney Don Carlos doing most of the talking just recently. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Good. Okay. So my comment is, at the February board meeting, the vice president requested that a cost benefit analysis be done of contracting versus doing the work in house. Has that analysis been concluded?
That analysis has been started, but given the environment that quickly developed following that meeting, it has been placed on a back burner because we are not in a position to start hiring additional staff, even if the cost benefit was clear. We're doing our best to protect our staff from the situation going on right now.
Okay. One other question, Andrew, regarding hiring additional staff. It was requested that you hire some additional staff or look into doing that. Have you done so, or have you received any CVs?
This is Tyson. How does that relate to the agenda item that we're on right now?
We're talking about contracting, and we're talking about doing contracting versus doing it in-house.
That's correct, but we're not dealing with hiring at this point. This is specifically about letting the competitive bidding process go through. We'll deal with hiring in a different setting when we're ready to do that.
All righty.
Okay.
So that's all for me.
All right. Any additional questions from anyone? Okay, we'll go ahead and mute the lines. And Joe, it's back to you.
All right, thank you. All right, do I hear a motion to approve the sending out of competitive bids for various small district projects on an as-needed basis?
This is Casey.
I second. Cool. Nice.
All right, who made the motion?
Keith.
All right, and Tyson, you second?
That is correct.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Okay, next item is a discussion about a water leak on the customer's side at 1211 11th Street, which is Mr. Andy Upchurch's property. And I trust the directors have read the little summary about how all this came about.
Yes, sir. Ken.
Yes,
thank
Keith.
You, Ken. Keith, thank you.
Kelly, yes.
That would be awesome. Okay. Tyson, did you read it?
I did.
Okay, and just to recap, so it, because I wanted to make sure I was clear on it. There was water leak on the other side of the meter on the customer's side. This is a rental property. The renter did not catch this. He let it run. Whether he knew it was there or not, I don't know. He didn't seem to be very concerned by what's being indicated in the write-up. The first water bill was about $2,300, $2,358.02. The second one, which was at the March billing in March invoicing, was $4,709.47, a total of $7,199.99. We were approached, and again, I'm gonna say we were approached by Mr. Upchurch for any kind of help we could give him on the bill, which we gave credits for $3,112.25, leaving a balance of $4,087.74, which is the cost of the water used. Mr. Upchurch, if you have a statement to make or a question before we go any further, I would allow you to do that at this point.
Yes, this is Andy Upchurch. I don't have any questions. That seems accurate. I'd like to point out to the board that when this occurred, it was unfortunately during a very rainy period back in January, and my renter, who is very conscientious, didn't notice it, and I didn't either. There was no water gushing anywhere. If we did, we would have jumped on that.
Could I ask where this statement that where the renter was asked, and I'm not sure who did the asking, where the bill isn't mine, so it's not my concern, came from?
Wait, repeat the question, please.
On the summary, and Andrew, correct me, this summary of this, was this what the renter told us, which is inside of this?
Correct. So that statement, the bill isn't mine, it's not my concern, was expressed to our operator in the field whenever he responded to the call for the initial leak.
Oh, yes, yes, that is correct. The bill, the water bill has been in my name. And when he told them that, he was correct. But then after he told them that, he told me that the very next thing he did was to call me and say, Andy, we got a problem here.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Upchurch. Directors, we've done what our policy is. is to take the sewer charges off of this bill at this point, leaving the balance for the water used. Any comment or discussion at this point?
Joe,
did I lose everybody?
No, Joe, I think this is a tough one, obviously. I guess the amount of what is, do we have a large line size there? So it's just a heck of a lot of water that unfortunately was lost. Is this a normal tap situation for us, or is there something a little different? Is there something I'm missing?
Can
I respond to that? This is Andy. Could I respond to that?
Just a moment, please.
Yeah, sure.
This is a standard residential tap, Tyson. It's either a 3/4 inch, 1 inch line running to this RV, is what it is, to my knowledge. And Andrew, is that not the case?
No, that is correct. And with the break being on the customer's side, regardless of the main size, it's only going to facilitate X amount of flow. It's just unfortunate that over such a long period of time, it was allowed to continue unintentionally, obviously. But that's what resulted in such a large usage.
And if I'm not mistaken, because I drove by to look at this property so I'd understand the circumstance, the water meter is probably about, I'd say 20 feet from the front door of this RV sitting there, maybe not that far. So, Mr. Upchurch, you had something to say?
No, it is correct the way you all portrayed this. As soon as my renter let me know this, I went right out there and I called you all and I said, man, we've got this water leak. We've got a problem here. Again, there was no water like gushing or flowing. There was nothing that you could see because we had had all of this rain. Lots of San Leon is under 3 or 4 inches of water anyway. My yard is in San Leon as well during those times. And that is what unfortunately masks the situation. If we'd seen something gushing, we would have jumped on it right away.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Upchurch. Directors, discussion, comments?
Is this part of the, it's later in the packet, but the two million gallons of lost water, is this a large part of that?
It would certainly have an impact, yes.
Yeah, Kelly, I mean, I guess what I'm kind of reading there, if we add up, 191,000 and 382,000, I mean, that's good grief, over 500,000 gallons, right?
Yeah,
it's almost impossible to tell how much water went out this leak there. I mean, we could certainly do a calculation, you know, with that, and try to get some form of an estimate, but based on what ran through the meter, it was considerable.
Joe, it's Tyson. I mean, I said earlier, hard one to always discuss. You know, obviously we have a precedent of how we've handled this in the past. I think that the one thing that I think Andy's comment there about, you know, the amount of rain and the problem of being able to see, I mean, is there any way that we can possibly, you know, see how much rain we did have during that time? I kind of, you know, compare if it's something that you know, should have been seen, could have been seen. I don't know how to proceed on this, to be honest with you. I don't know if we should table it to the next meeting or make that decision now on what to do on it.
According to records, we had 2.49 inches of rain during the February period and 2.4 inches of rain during the March period. So not that isn't a lot, but it's certainly not as much as we've had.
Right, right. Okay.
Gentlemen, this is Andy again. May I make a suggestion?
Go ahead.
I was, the bill now is so high, there's no way I can pay this. This is a lot of money. This puts me in financial hardship. I'm a musician, and my income went to zero when the coronavirus came along. Even before that, this bill is so incredibly large. I thought maybe I could suggest a settlement amount, something that I could pay you all right now. If we fix the leak, I could pay you all a settlement amount if we could agree on something. And with my promise that I will give the utmost attention to any leaks in the future on this property.
One suggestion I might make to you is that you put that water meter in your renter's name.
Yeah.
And that might guard you from exposure like this. But what amount of money are you suggesting here, Mr. Upchurch?
Okay, please don't laugh. If we say $500, that is much more than the normal monthly bill of that property, which is about $80 a month. I'll write you guys a check for $500 and reset it back to zero. I will promise to put this meter in his name and monitor the situation. I am one of the people here in San Leon that has come to this area, and I'm here to make a difference, both in my own property and in this renter's property. We're doing our part to make San Leon a better place to live.
Directors, do you want to make a decision at this point on our position, or do you want to table this till the next meeting?
That's Keith. I'd rather table it.
Okay.
This is Ken. Yeah, I think we need to table it.
Okay. All right, Kelly.
Well, I guess table it.
All right, and Tyson, I think you'd already indicated that.
Correct, as long as that does not put Andy in any situation waiting until the next meeting, I would go for tabling it.
Now, as long as, Andrew, if you'll just make sure that his current bill stays current, and we'll make a decision and next meeting on this.
Duly noted.
All right, thank you, Mr. Upchurch.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your time.
All right.
So we did have one. We did have one question from Mr. Haskett. I've gone ahead and unmuted his line. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Are you talking to me now?
Yeah, you had your hand raised, so I assumed you wanted.
Yeah, this is Philip Haskett. My question was how much did the water that was lost cost the district? That perhaps that might be a baseline to determine what a reasonable adjustment might be. But if you're going to table it, that can be brought up later. I'm aware that the price the bill that's being presented to this fellow is the retail price after which would be part of the other cost that the district incurs. But there would be a base cost from Gulf Coast of what the lost water actually cost us, and that might be a reference.
And we'll look at that, but please understand that all your water bills are not cost plus a base on it. It's the cost of the transmission of the water to us and the distribution cost. So he's getting it at cost is what he's getting. It's not based on a for-profit type situation, but we'll certainly look at the usage and analyze the cost of that, see what we can do.
Sure. All right, well, that was my comment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, we're going to move to the next item, which is the ratification of mission of a recent article and future articles for public clarification of misinformation and authorization of payments of the amount for that article and future articles. Directors, do you have some discussion or some comments?
This is Keith, no.
Okay.
I don't think I understand what you're saying.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm Kelly. You kind of broke up.
I was wondering I don't know what we're saying exactly. What about price to run articles that are reclassifying? I don't understand what we're saying.
Okay. There was an article put into the Eagle Point Press.
Right.
That clarified some questions, or so let's just say some information that was put out there that was not completely accurate.
Right.
And at that point, we put it in the Eagle Point Press rather other than our normal article that we have.
Right.
And at this point, we are ratifying the submission of that article and any future articles that would be necessary for clarification of any misinformation. And then we would approve payment of this particular one in future articles.
Oh, I'm for that.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Tyson, Ken, discussion or comment?
Tyson, I'm good.
Okay.
This is Ken.
Ken?
This is Ken. I'm good.
Keith is good.
Okay. Good deal. All right. Andrew, any questions?
Yes, we have a raised hand from Mr. Haskett. Going ahead and unmuting the line. You have 2 minutes.
All right. I want to make sure the board is aware that I sent you a letter regarding this issue.
We are.
Okay. And so long as the board is aware that I've sent you a letter before you vote on it, that was all I wanted every member of the board to confirm. Miss Neeson doesn't sound like she's familiar with the letter that I sent.
I'm familiar with it. Yes. Neeson, okay. Is this that came from you? Yes, I'm very familiar with it. Thank you.
That's my comment. Thank you very much.
Can we stick with maybe questions and not comments? I think it's not the third agenda item that we've made comments on. I think we need to stick with questions, please.
Sure. I'll be more
Thank
clear.
You.
A raised hand from Mr. Jedalina. I am unmuting the line. 2 minutes.
All right. Well, I've got a comment, but I guess I'll have to phrase it as a suggestion, eh?
But actually, be a question to be correct. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, let me just make a comment, please. I would like to suggest that any future articles of this type be thoroughly vetted, at least by one or more people, to make sure they're accurate. Because this article that we're talking about is loaded with inaccuracies, and we don't have time to get into that, but that's a fact. Number two, this article we're talking about was signed by the board of directors in advance, and it comes across as a statement from the board, and it wasn't, and that's not right. And number three, I believe this article actually was an action to try to affect a public election. And that's wrong. End of my comments. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for those comments. Andrew, anyone else?
No additional hands are raised or questions.
Okay. All right. At this point, do I hear a motion to ratify the submission of this article and future articles and payment of these amounts for the current and future?
I so move. It's Tyson.
Thank you, Tyson. Do I hear a second?
I second. It's Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly. All in. Any opposed? I'm trying to do it the correct way. Any opposed? Item passes. It has been ratified. Okay. We're going to move to the point of our normal reports. We'll move, all the reports will be approved by consent along with the minutes, but Hal, yours is, we always carve it out, so I'll let you, at this point, tell us what you know.
I take it I've been unmuted?
Yes, you are good to go.
All right, thank you, Andrew. And good evening, everyone. Good to hear your voices again. I just look forward to the time we can face each other again in the meetings. All right, the report is very simple. The wastewater treatment plant, we did advertise on March 5th and 12th. A pre-bid was scheduled to follow that about a week or so later, but because of the COVID, we decided to postpone all pre-bid and bidding. So until the regulatory agencies lift any of the restrictions, then we're going to stay in this mode and determine a new date later. The second item is the utility master plan update. So we have gotten started with setting up the water model for a desktop evaluation. And we're establishing the foundation and background of the map system for the model. And I've been talking with Andrew. We've been going back and forth with some maps and things and trying to get the an accurate depiction of the water system itself in its current state. So that's where we are right now.
Okay, thank you, Al. Al, I take it you and family are doing well?
We are. House is getting a little crowded. My eldest and her husband and daughter moved in with us about a week or so ago, as well as my second oldest. So we're having fun here.
Wow. I can see that. Okay, thank you, Al. Director, does anybody have any question on Hal's report or any of the other reports at this point that you haven't already asked and gotten answered?
This is Kelly. I have a question on the water, the lost water.
Those numbers are not correct, Kelly. I'll tell you that we became aware of that too late to get it corrected, but Andrew is working on it.
Okay. I assume it's less.
Correct, yes. So the formula sheet that we plug the numbers into, the January meeting or February meeting for January's report, everything was working correct. And then when we used it this go around and Ken submitted his report, we assumed it was still working correctly and it for some reason did not. So we're recrunching those numbers and confirming with GCWA that all of our stuff is correct as well.
Okay.
And you will put those corrected numbers out there as we'll do the insurance packet when they're complete.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, Kelly. Anyone else have any questions about any of the reports?
This is Keith. No.
Okay. Ken?
No. This Ken, no.
Tyson?
It's Tyson. We're good.
Okay. Andrew, you can open up if you'd like for any question.
All right, I didn't see any raised hands, but we'll go ahead and unmute. Did anyone have questions? All right, Mr. Lena, you have your hand raised. I'll go ahead and get the call set. You are unmuted. You've got 2 minutes.
All right. Real quickly, Andrew, it looks like we're jumping ahead of approval of the February minutes. Are we going to do that later?
The approval of the minutes and reports is all done as a grouping.
Okay, I'd like to make a comment then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ready to go ahead?
1 o'clock.
Okay. In the February meeting, it was a really good meeting we held at Engine Bay at the fire station. There was a question posed by David Haskett regarding 2,500 brass water meters taken out of service. Have those water meters been located yet?
We are waiting for a response from the company that actually did the install as to, since it's been so far back, as to, someone has a lot of wind noise. Is that somebody that's unmuted at this point?
Yeah, I'll go ahead. I think it's coming from David here. I'll mute him to go ahead and make that easier. Go ahead and respond.
We're waiting for a response from the company that did the install as to the disposition of those meters. As soon as we get that, we will make that public.
Oh, great. And also one other question, Philip David Haskett had brought up a question regarding clawback. of the IRS payment in the amount of $26,395 made by the former chief, Scotty Lyons, was it? What's the status of that effort?
Mr. Don Carpenter, is he here to answer that?
Yes, we've contacted the IRS and it's under under review. They are not being really quick about answering anything right now, but it is under review there. It's my understanding.
Hey, great news. I appreciate it very much.
All right. No additional questions at this time. So, Joe, it's back to you.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to accept all of the reports presented and approve the minutes for the February and March 2020 minutes?
This is Ken. I so move.
Thank you, Ken. Second,
Keith,
please.
Keith, second.
Thank you, Keith. Thank you. Any opposed? All right. All have been approved. Thank you. Okay, Andrew, I think we are at your part. If you want to give us a quick rundown.
Yeah, I'll definitely focus on the quick side of things. Don't want to hold us over here too much longer. But I did have 2 months of reports since we had an abbreviated session last time. Key takeaways are going to be continued work on the grant proposal, getting a grant administration RFP out there so we can tie on to some of this disaster mitigation funding that's coming up here. The current timeline is presumably June is last I heard, when that application process will be opened up. Then as far as everything else, we did have a TCEQ inspection at our water treatment plant, had a couple of punch list items we had to address with documentation once the elevated storage tank had been constructed. Some of our manuals didn't include that in the diagramming. So simple things that were updated and everything is good to go there. We do have a CPR training with the staff that was supposed to be done, but then COVID happened. That's on hold, as we have AEDs at the sewer plant and at the office. There is some mandatory training associated with that every couple of years. So we'll be doing that as soon as we are allowed to be within 6 feet of each other again. 14th Street, if you haven't driven by it, it looks great. Galveston County bringing that into their maintenance logs, and they've been doing a good job of updating that. We will have a call log in the future from Texas Pride. Their call center is going to be making notes of any issues that are reported to them so that we can see that from an objective perspective. We've had, all in all, between the 2 months, less than 50 calls. Usually they were related to the recycling truck passing by, and someone thought it was the trash truck, so they thought they were missed service. But I've already got with Texas Pride, and they're going to look at getting magnets to put on the recycling trucks so that there's some distinction there. And just doing a quick cursory look. We are extending the no shutoff policies for right now, just sort of on a month-to-month basis, determining where things are at in society and the world, because we have been starting to receive calls from individuals who no longer have employment or have reduced hours. So we are not doing shutoffs for non-payment to try and assist with people as they're in this difficult time. Outside of that, we have a one last thing really that's larger. We are updating our meter reading software. If you recall, they're sort of sunsetting the one that we're utilizing right now. So we'll be doing that update with Accurate Meter this next month or so. And it's one step closer to what I had mentioned in the past about if we did upgrade our meters, there would be an individual portal for each customer. That requires the meters to be updated, but the first step is upgrading to the software system anyway. So we'll be primed for that down the road if we do choose to go that route. So I guess if anybody has any questions or anything on the reports, we'll call that good.
Directors, anybody have a question?
No.
This is Ken. Everything looked good.
Ms. Keith, good.
Tyson, good.
Okay. Andrew, any questions from anyone else before we move forward?
All right, I've gone ahead and unmuted. I didn't see any raised hands, but did anyone have any questions regarding my reports? All right, no questions. We'll go ahead and mute the lines. Back to you, Joe.
Okay. The last two general items on the agenda, anything on our directors want to bring up, or a discussion of any outstanding issues you may have before we go in executive session?
Joe, it's anybody it's anything?
Yeah,
it's Tyson. Just real quick, hurricane preparedness, our procedure, just a gentle reminder to Ken Keller and Andrew. Let's go ahead and get that out and brush up on it, et cetera, and just make sure we're good to go as we'll be approaching that season again, unfortunately, relatively soon, right? Second is more just a general comment. I'm not sure I'm good with, normally we have comments, et cetera, at the beginning of the meeting and then we get into our business and we work through our business. I'm not sure why we changed format for this meeting, but just a quick note, I think I like it when things flow a little bit more smoothly during our meetings. So just a comment from this director.
Got it. And Will, if we have to stay in this mode of meeting in the next 30-day cycle, which I think will change the way we meet anyway, then we'll have to get a better consensus on how we're going to smooth this thing out. So point well taken, Tyson. Anyone else? If not, then at this point, we're going to go into executive session. Andrew, I'll leave it to you to advise us when we are in executive session, directors only.
Absolutely. So I'll go ahead and be placing the public into the waiting room. I'm doing that right now. 1 second. And all right, we are in executive. I'm going to go ahead and pause the recording. So our recording has resumed. Up until about 30 seconds ago, we had one person in the waiting room. They signed out, so we are back to regular session. The floor is yours, Joe.
All right, since there's no action required on executive session, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
This is Ken.
I second Ken.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Kelly. Any opposed? We are adjourned, guys. Thank all of y'all. Stay safe. Remember to take Kelly's advice, sing your song, wash your hands, and do all that good stuff.